they're saying to proceed with delight, proceed with delight. In other words, my own personal story, it's a doozy. It would call for a newsletter. But the bottom line is that it's all supporting our advancement, and that's the important part. That what we're about to discover is an historical leap forward. If you remember that we're evolving as a species, that this is not normal everyday occurrence. Our timelines are opening up, and the opportunity for ascension, and when they're saying ascension, they're not talking about complete enlightenment, ascending out of lower consciousness moment by moment, step by step. And as you're most willing and have the resolve to open up to the grand experience, they're saying enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. And I'm just going to give a personal testimony, because I think it is valid that what I'm experiencing is not always delightful in the very moment it appears. It really isn't. So it's not about it just being roses and cupcakes and rainbows and unicorns. However, as we assume that all things are possible, and that we have the capacity within our very cells, within our very soul, within our DNA makeup, to evolve past thought. In other words, what's blooming, what's materializing, is what is needed to transfer to a new approach. Now, here's what they're telling us. We're entitled to do so, and we have come here to claim it. In other words, what we're going to find as we allow, as we permit, as we develop this like hardiness, this intention to allow everything to surface and then to dream up our possibility of wealth. In fact, that is what will emerge, and will continue to do so to our delight. So this is very important to remember, that to our delight. In other words, when they're saying the word delight, it's like the frequencies are going lighter. They're going lighter. So whatever has been really kind of like holding you back in the past, really being like gnawing at you, give it up, quite literally, because it's going to surface, because it's time, because spirit is going to help you evolve. So get ready to evolve. Get ready to be lighter. Get ready for a new approach. And so some have asked me, like, exactly how do you do that? What are the mechanics? And the mechanics really is to surrender to the teaching of love, so that no matter what is surfacing, as you open up to what we would call like divine presence, God's mercy, whatever you want to call it, that it's this very real lifeline or power. In essence, it's our real self. You know, we've been dreaming this like egoic consciousness, which we assume is everyday life. But in truth, we're aligning with a new paradigm, a new purpose, a new focal point. And so if you think about that, it makes sense that energy and that consent is going to flow in, because if it doesn't start flowing in our everyday lives, like exactly when is it going to have room to be here, to be present? So we're learning how to draw the curtains closed to our past pretense, to our past focus, to the past, you know, dualistic experience in which we're only entitled if we grab first. We're only entitled if we're it sort of hold our band-aids in place. And so what they're saying is, no, as you release it all, as you claim the all for all, literally, that what we're going to experience is like the topping on the cake. Meaning that we're going to receive the crown of our new attire, of our new focus, or of our new experience. Indeed, it's like, you know, the Christ consciousness. And we all know that divine Christ consciousness is coming in to join hands and partner with the masculine intention. And so we are the ones that are dreaming this in. We are the ones that are literally holding hands with Jeshua and Mary Magdalene and bringing this offering. So what we're offering is our own remembrance, our own dream, our own storehouse of this old material we're offering. Like almost like, you know, you would do this at an altar. We're offering our old consciousness and aligning it bringing it to the altar to align with our divine purpose. So they're saying, allow for some rock and roll, allow for some turbulence, because what you're going to find is that each embrace, but you have to embrace it. And if you don't embrace it, if you resist it, well, it's not going to be the funnest tribe in the whole world. And that's why people are confused. They're like, this is terrible. This is terrible. And it's like, no, this is leaning on our homecoming. So it really is how you use the day. It's how you use each and every moment. And it doesn't matter what you chose the moment for yesterday. In each moment, you have new choice. And they want to correct me. It's not what you chose the moment for a moment ago. In each moment, you have a new choice. And that's what grace is. Grace is extremely powerful. Love is extremely powerful. And love is our essence. And that's what we're learning how to enjoy and how to claim. So that being said, we're going to, oh, and I'm at 11:11. How beautiful is that in my recorder, 11:11. That being said, we're gonna bring through the attunement. Again, remember to open up to your receivership. In other words, it's a partnership. It's not just, oh, we're just gonna lay hands on you and heal you. That it has to do with your recall. It has to do with your readiness. And it has to do with your surrender. So surrender to your divine self, to your holy presence, and we will begin. And then, of course, we will address questions. Okay, so one moment. Nice to have everyone here. You too, Nightfall. That would be my kitty. One moment. Indeed, we are accelerating, yes. Now, we wish to stir the pot a bit. We wish to bring you up to a new focused reality. In fact, all are bringing forth by members of their own master class, understand? In other words, understand that this is a powerful group. Understand that you are merging with the essence of divine love. Understand the power that you have been charged with. Now, as you consider your life from the lower reality, from the ego consciousness, you will set your pace in a duel. In other words, you will argue with everything that occurs. What we are delighting is your new approach in recognizing you are bringing forth your new destiny, your new awareness, your new override, shall we say. Now that is what is important, to recognize that there is more of you to come, that there is more of you to surface. That is what you are gliding in. And so as you stand up and say yes, as you are most ready to participate, as you are ready to bring forth the new galaxy, in fact, tremendous progress will ensue. Now that is what we are offering for each of you, the offer to recognize your own holy trinity, your own holy self. Now that is the tribute that we wish to invite you to participate in. We ask you therefore to surrender to your own divine self, to your own holy remembrance, understand? We are not bringing you gifts from far away at all, but remembrances of your own holy truth. You see, you are evolving as a species, you are evolving as a consciousness, you are evolving as a group that is transmuting old paradigms. Now, it is quite important to take responsibility for this as such. In other words, you are not looking at a world that is misguided, but your own premise. In other words, the world, quite frankly, is an extension, shall we say, of your own shadow self. It is showing you that which is in need of healing, that which is in need of integration, that which is in need of transmutation. So to argue with the world that is extending, that is an extension of your own holy awareness, of your own consciousness, will lead you down a dry path. We therefore ask you to surrender each moment to love as we have been claiming. We therefore ask you to surrender each moment to truth. We therefore ask you to surrender each moment to your true remembrance. As you continue to arise, as you continue to evolve, you will find yourself spoken for. In other words, there is an exchange of the guards, a changing of the guards, if you will, and a transmutation that is occurring quite rapidly as you are most willing to introduce your higher self. Now, this is going to go far as you really release your ties to the past. There are some that are still in conflict. There are some that are still in woundedness. In other words, this is for me and me alone. And we say that is hardly the case. In fact, it is for all of your brethren. Now, this means the ones that stampled on your rose stamp on stampeded, excuse me, on your rose garden. This means the ones that battled it out in divorce court. You see, there are no exceptions. We delight in your fancy and frolic in the good times, but we ask you and caution you to resist fear in the supposed troubling times. In other words, let us suppose there are diamonds to be procured. There are secrets to be untold, and there is an unraveling to begin. Now we ask you to continue to surrender because some of you are trying to figure this out with your mind alone. And we say good luck. In other words, we are teasing you as such, but we are bringing you an important reminder. You are not trying to shuffle the papers. You are not trying to create a new dollhouse out of the old consciousness, understand? You must be willing to pardon all of the selves, the various aspects of your multidimensional self that have arrived in many incarnations, as well as all the seemingly other beings of light that are inhabiting Holy Mother Earth with you, or should it seem. You see, it is the astute student that is quite ready and quick to forgive all of these various selves. Now that will lead you to the kingdom. That will lead you to the divine promotion. That will leave you to stir not in old distress, but to tie a union with the Holy Cross of love. In other words, we have said this and we shall repeat. Christ has already risen, understand? That is what you are coming into alignment with. Your own true Christ presence, your own true Holy Self. So we ask you to begin at the end and to realize this is something that has already taken place, that you are perhaps just a wee bit behind in recognizing, but to no concern, because in a moment's flash, all is in alignment, all is risen and ready to serve the Master Presence that is abiding as your own holy awareness, as your own holy self. So as we bring this activation to a close, we ask you to remember to surrender in all moments to the light within, to show you the Holy Grail, to show you how you have already passed on many important levels of truth. What you were learning to do is to read the coursework. You were learning to receive that which has already been offered, and so it is. And they're asking us, if we will, to continue to have that courtesy to our own divine presence as we anchor it in even more fully at this time. And so it is. I can't stress that enough. There's something they just said about the mind. So how you're going to solve things, I don't know who this is for, but they want me to state this. When you're sitting there perplexed, like, how do I solve it? How do I solve it? How do I solve it? What you're going to start realizing is that there's an answer that the mind really does not have application of. In other words, the mind only knows past, and past has been ego consciousness. So if you understand that you're creating a miracle by a new focus, what you want to do is step out of mind. And so it's not as a stepping as much as receiving the orchestration of love that is waiting for your recognition. So the more that you can dream up the awareness that there's a holy answer beyond the past focus, beyond your current understanding, and the more you surrender to that change of premise, change of frequency, you're going to find quick advancement. So they're just kind of plugging in a reminder for, I'm going to say, one or two of us, but of course we're all mirrors of each other, so it really is a gentle reminder for us all. Oh, so beautiful. Okay, so how beautiful. So let us see how we can be of service and move forward. We'll start with Kim and make our way around.
Okay, can you take this? This is the first time I'm doing it on my phone.
Ooh, it's working quite well. You look beautiful.
I lost the Zoom on my computer right when you were saying, oh, this is like crazy times or whatever. I'm like, yeah. And I'm like, okay, the computer doesn't want to work with me. Let me try this phone thing. And I was even thinking of doing this on Tuesday because mm-hmm. I might be in Hollywood mm-hmm. at like 12:15. And I said, well, maybe if I'm stuck down in Hollywood waiting for my daughter in an appointment, I could sign on with Nicole, but I have to do the phone in the car. I don't know how to do that. Well, here I am. Okay.
Beautiful. Okay.
I don't know why. I knew it. You're going to call me first. The message that you just said that was for like one or two people, I could be one of them. Because I've been trying to figure out a lot of things. Do I contract for a new roof soon, or do I wait and see what's going on with my husband, who is making choices that are kicking up old memories of the past? And I'm going, well, I'm going to need that money for something else. I mean, and then my daughter, like, I've had all these blessings, all these good things. I was counting up my blessings this morning, mm-hmm. and then right before signing on with you, I saw my daughter forgot to do litter box 2 days in a row. She's at a conference, an orientation all day, so she could, you know, teach in the public schools mm-hmm. in, I think it's Palm Beach or Broward today. But anyway, so she could substitute teach her butt off till she finds a real job. She's doing all the right things. It's just the house. You know, she's not helping me, and she knows mom's under a lot of stress with hiring. I'm interviewing roofers several a week, because even though the roof got fixed, I meant to do my roof 2 years ago. So I'm finding good people, you know, like there's angels in my life every day. So, but at the same time, I'm like, gosh, I don't know what's going on with my husband. I won't go into details because we're on, you know, being recorded or whatever, but it doesn't look good to me, the next choice he's about to make. All right. And after that beautiful trip, it's like I've got this different person when I got home. It's like the honeymoon, sometimes the honeymoon's over and you're like, oh God, that was so nice. You know, it's not honeymoon anymore. But this is different than the honeymoon ending. This is like, you know, what's, I'm worried about, you know, my own self, not just, oh, you know, the love, you know, I want to feel in love all the time. I'm worried about like security things. Mm-hmm. So whatever the highest and best message you have for me, I would appreciate. And I could always get with you privately if I need to go into more details.
Okay. One moment, sweetheart. Well, the first thing is you called forth the answer to your prayers, and this is what they want to alert you to. In other words, you were wondering if you could make the Zoom on the phone work, and then you brought forth a situation where you were required to make the Zoom work, and lo and behold, it worked. So they're reminding you of your progress in terms of bringing forth or procuring exactly what you need, exactly when you need it. So they're saying that you're really not a long way off by recognizing the sincere application of the message, because in fact, you are the one steering the ship. You are the master. And so as you choose a new course of action, whatever that case may be, a roof, a new living situation, a new litter box, regardless, that you have the tools to bring forth a perfect resolution, a perfect result. In other words, whatever is required, you are noticing your power, you are noticing your strength. You are noticing that something may not be available in the moment, but as soon as you need it to arrive, it will be produced, a little bit like Merlin energy. So this is what's going on for you now as you consider your different options all across the board, is this is really about transmuting the fear, releasing the fear. So it's not so much, you know, on a linear level, I know it matters very much, you know, what's my story, what's my situation. But if you want to remember that this is really a dream of consciousness, and what you're doing is you're releasing like the dust bunnies, you're releasing the focus which you're entitled to, which used to say, you know, maybe I don't measure up, maybe I'm not good enough, maybe I can't pull it off, maybe I need to play it safe because push comes to shove, I won't be able to deliver. And so what is occurring right now is very, very relevant, because it's like I literally see Superwoman. In other words, you're recognizing like you've had the power all along, you've had the keys all along, and there's more to come. I don't know what's going to occur, but I don't mean to like, oh gosh, now I got to worry because Nicole's saying this, because it's not so much having like huge things surface, it's just like the little subtle things where at first you have a concern and then somehow you turn around and it's like problem solved. So what they want you to start really recognizing is that as you specifically are choosing the light, that you're bringing forth your own destiny. Like things aren't just coming to like you said, oh gosh, they want me to back up a second. You talked about, you know, like you did your blessings lesson and you realized how blessed you were or how, you know, good things are coming. What they want you to be very aware of is that good things are coming because you're calling them forth. They really want you to be, they're saying you're entitled to understand your power, to understand your destiny, because it's really going to reframe how you recognize yourself, that you're no longer the church mouse, that you're no longer, you know, concerned or scared in terms of like what someone else is going to do or not do or what the environment presents. Like, in other words, I need it to be a certain way in order to be safe. What you're recognizing is that in all moments I'm safe, in all moments that I'm one with my creative presence, and I bring forth through my union with my divine self all that is needed, all that I'm entitled to. And they're saying like as you sink your teeth into that truth, you're really going to be releasing some mirages that are due, because you've been, as powerful as you've been, you've also been living in a bit of fear that is no longer like becoming of your true worth, your true awareness, your true capacity. So that's what's going to be unfolding, and you can expect, oh, just little things where it's like, well, how am I going to solve that? And then problem solve, so that you really start getting the picture of your strengths. You still really start getting the picture of like the correct vision of self. If you can remember, what you're doing is amplifying your own remembrance of self, your own remembrance of truth. And that's really what this all is about, because on the one level, we have this linear life. And I get it, I have bills to pay too. But on the other level, what we're doing is healing ourselves. And so they're saying like, they're kind of bowing and exiting, like the compliment is to you, my lady, the compliment is to you, for you to really understand like that the powerful dance has begun. You're doing a great job. So it's about continuing to honor self, to recognize self, to appreciate self, and then pay attention to as things surface, whatever it is, it's like, wait a minute, I can be in alignment with my energy, with my divine self, with all, and continue to provide with grace, continue to kind of like salute myself. That's what you're doing in on an energetic standpoint, is you're saluting yourself over and over and over. And the more you're doing it, the stronger you're feeling. And they're saying, keep going. You're doing an excellent job.
Wow. Well, yeah, I think I have been doing that. I really have. And at the same time, it's like, wow, I can't believe like all the things. Maybe, like you said, I called it to me, even what's going on with the other people in my life, like their tests, like, okay, can you set boundaries and do it with love and not, you know, add fuel to the fire, but do it in a way that they're like, oh, wait a minute, who's this person? because, you know, I'm doing things that they didn't expect me to do, but not in a hurting anybody way, at a love for myself way. And they're like, oh, where's Kim? You know, she went and did something for herself today. And when are you going to be back? And like, they're not used to that, you know, both of them. But my daughter, I'm not so worried about her, because she understands. She's more like me, you know, as far as understand. She's sane. What can I say? She's sane. She's, you know, very responsible. It's the 59-year-old in the house. So I have to, like, almost pretend like that's my teenager right now.
If you can remember that this is about you, this is about what you're discovering about you.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. So, I did go to the Melissa yesterday, Melissa Applegate, mm-hmm. the person that I think she helped you learn how to meditate or something like that. But it was not so much that I wasn't even really up for it. I was kind of tired, but it was to show myself that instead of making Shabbos dinner, I said, I need to do something for myself tonight. And I went there, and I was thinking about Tina, and Tina was there with her mom. And, you know, like, I was thinking.
So you're kind of psychic, huh?
Yeah, and a couple other things, but I can get to the other people. I have too many things. I could write like a newsletter too, mm-hmm. on all the psychic things that have been happening lately. So I'm gonna just keep stock on that.
Sort of like you knew I was gonna call on you first.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Fun with that.
So much love.
Thank you.
You're welcome, sweetheart. All right. Hi, Carmen. Carmen? Okay, we'll come back to Carmen. Stephen, are you there, hon? No one's expecting me to call on them so fast. Okay, we'll move over to Missy.
Hey, Nikki, how are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
I'm good. Just started to rain here. I don't know, it's kind of interesting. Kim mentioned the psychic stuff, mm-hmm. and I've been a little more psychic lately, but how do you know when, like, my intuitions or whatever, how do you trust them, I guess? Like, 10 days ago, I didn't feel like going out, but I decided I was going to go out because, as I said to my mom, I said, I don't feel like going out, but I know I'm going to run into Raphael. Mm-hmm. And I did. Mm-hmm. So I was right about that, but A, what was the purpose of running into each other, because it was not comfortable? And B, how do I know that it's, you know, an intuition? I mean, I kind of have worked on this for all my life, you know, weighing intuition with wishful thinking. You know, I've mm-hmm. become pretty good at knowing the difference, but I don't know. I'm feeling kind of adrift and low grade misery, not major misery, but everything seems to be sucky in my life right now in all areas. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm supposed to surrender, but it's really hard to live in this two-track world or life or whatever that we're doing.
Well, let's start with first question first. So, if you remember that there really is no separation, all of life is really coming from you. There's no external world separate from you. It's really a dream of consciousness. So if it's a dream of consciousness and it's your dream, how could you possibly be separate from your own dream? So when you realize that, it makes perfect sense that you would be totally intuitive to everything that's going on because you're not separate from it. So part of what's occurring is that you're quite an accomplished meditator. Someone mentioned meditation. You've been quite an accomplished meditator in times past. And so you have performed like great cities, meaning like great accomplishments, great abilities. I mean, you just have abilities. One of them is psychic awareness. So they're saying, yes, keep up the good work. So they're and they're tremendously proud of you in that regard. So yes, you're intuitive regarding Raphael. What was the purpose? The purpose is you still needed completion. So it's not like anyone forced you to go and see this gentleman. It's that your intuition was in alignment with where he was going to be and when. And they're asking for you to stop because that's like no small potatoes. In other words, they're really trying to like amplify your understanding and appreciation of self. They're saying, I'm using the term small potatoes, and I was kind of like chuckling to myself, like, that's not a very spiritual term. And I was having this private conversation with myself. But they're saying, let's turn the tables around and put the spotlight on you. In other words, what is it about you that you continue to see yourself limited? There are not many people that can suddenly know someone's going to be somewhere and off they go. And that you don't give yourself enough credit, you don't give yourself enough value or respect for the extraordinary talents that you possess. And that has been like part of the issue all along. There's literally, if you would interview the population or even the population of those that have a spiritual inclination, you would find a very small percentage of them with the kind of intuitive abilities that you possess. So they're really asking you to listen to this recording and honestly take that in, like as if it was someone feeding you medicine with a spoon, that you need to digest that more fully. Because part of the reason why you're experiencing lack is you're still having lack in terms of your understanding of self, appreciation of self. And there's more that's due you as you will recognize your abilities, as you will perform the miracles of allowing the truth of self to be heard by self, to be heard by self. Because it's almost like a pop star or whatever. It's like someone can have talent. But the ones that succeed in getting on like the record chart or the hit chart are the ones that self-promote. In other words, it's not what someone else thinks of them, it's what they think of themselves. And as they approve of themselves, as they delight in themselves, as they broadcast the highest frequency of self-love, that's really what drives the energy to be heard and listened to by the producers, whoever it is that would sign them up. In other words, it has to come from self. And that's what needs grooming. That's what needs acceleration. That's what needs healing. So getting back to the whole Raphael thing, it's that in your intuitive wisdom, which is extraordinary, that you claim the right to have a revisit. In other words, the purpose was you chose to have the experience. You chose to take the body, take the legs, and revisit this individual. So in essence, it's seeking karmic resolution, it's seeking further understanding. But understand that you're not a puppet to the universe. It was choice. It was choice. So you chose to have the experience, and you did. And so the question then remains, what do you choose now? What do you choose now? So you must take responsibility, they're saying, to be the creator. You must take responsibility, because as you recognize that you're the one guiding the ship, you're the one making the choices and allowances, then you will rock it. You will aim high and create victory. So that's what's being offered. In terms of, you said something like yucky circumstance. There was a word yucky in there somewhere.
Funky.
Funky, yucky. I guess my word is yucky. It really has to do with using all moments for your victory. In other words, it's sort of like Einstein, you know, when you fail, they're just using my brain, and they're saying, give her that. So, you know, like 1,000 failures is fantastic because you're one step closer to victory. So it's important, therefore, to understand what you're learning as a soul, what you're learning as a soul. They love that Buddhist slant, and they're saying to study the topic of attachment. Study the topic of attachment. I will also tell you that you've got beautiful Kuan Yin energy, as well as other masters from prior associations, prior lifetimes, that are helping you to seal your fate, helping you to seal your fate. So much more self-love, much more appreciation for who you are. So I hope that helps a little bit.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks,
Nikki. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we will try Carmen again.
Hi.
There she is. How can we help you?
Hi, Spencer. Mm-hmm.
I love this room you're in now. So beautiful.
It's the same room. I used to have bits and pieces of myself, right? Before I had a little bit of a sanctuary. Now I claimed a corner in the basement. It's still
excellent.
My house.
Excellent. Oh,
now
wow.
Everyone knows it's mine.
How beautiful. How beautiful. All right, Carmen, when I tune into you, it requires an amplification frequency. So a moment, sweetheart. Yeah, I hear them. I hear the song, "Who's Knocking on My Door?" Who's Knocking on My Door? So we're basically back to the same topic that we left off on last time. One moment, sweetheart. All right, and say your first name.
Carmen.
And say it one more time.
Carmen.
And say it one more time.
Carmen.
Thank you. Carmen, say it one more time. When I tune into you, number one, I'm going very high in frequency. Number two, I feel pressure on my crown chakra, and this has to do with what's coming in. They're flashing me the card, the Oracle card of spiritual union. So you're learning how to honor that which is coming through you, or trying to come through you, I should say. I'm trying to find a message in all this. I can just feel the energies that are working with you. They're beautiful. And I don't have a message with this whole thing, so hold on. I've got lights. Not just like white lights. I have color lights. And the colors have to do with the frequencies that you're receiving. I mean, it feels really, really good. Something about your throat. I'm looking at throat chakra. One moment, sweetheart. Got the card of new beginnings. I'm almost like stalling, asking them to give me a message for you. So I pulled a card and the card was new beginnings. So that's in alignment with how it feels when I tune into you. I'm gonna pull one more card and then go back for a message. It's really good. There's energy for you to receive. You're not open 100% to it yet. One moment, sweetheart. And say your name one more time.
Carmen.
It's really funny because when I tune into you, you're like an eager beaver. Like you're totally ready. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it? But there's a part of self that, oh gosh, I got to get words around this. Carmen, say your name one more time, honey.
Carmen?
It has to do with what you believe about yourself. It seems to be a theme today. It has to do with what you believe about yourself. It also has to do with you claiming power. So even though I see it blocked in the throat chakra, it's really about you claiming power. So interestingly enough, as you will work on your solar plexus, what that will do is help you to align with your throat chakra. I don't feel like it's going to be words like you would write down. Somehow it's going to be something you speak somehow. Somehow it's going to come out the throat, the mouth. So your job is to work on your solar plexus in terms of aligning with your power. So anything and everything that you read about that comes to mind. You know, it's sort of like in order to have power, you have to make room inside of you for power to reside. My very strong feeling is that they're going to be working with you, if they're not already, in your everyday life, where you're guided to assume a position of power. So this may be like saying things, something you normally wouldn't say, speaking up. You'll recognize it. You'll recognize it. So they're like almost like a lesson plan where it's just like the exercises will just show up in your everyday life. And say your name again, please.
Carmen.
It wouldn't be bad first for protection around yourself. I'm sure I sent that to you, but if not, let me know. And then it wouldn't be bad for you to practice just channeling, practice just opening up and sharing whatever comes through. And even if nothing comes through, then that's perfectly acceptable. But what you're doing is you're building confidence in yourself that you're expecting something to come through. You understand that there's a gift that's about to come through. So that will help as well. It's good. It's there. It's not going anywhere. It's like predestined. So this is more about you learning how to receive and how to be the vessel to hold it. And some of it has to do with your mind. Your mind still has trouble wrapping yourself around the whole thing. It's like on the one hand, yeah. On the other hand, you're still feeling like this linear woman, and you're far from a linear woman. So that's what you're getting used to as well. So it's good. Keep going. And everything that I just said.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Nicole.
You're welcome, sweetheart.
Yeah, I look forward to the newsletter.
Yeah, it's been a doozy. Oh, that's so funny. All right, sweetheart. Okay, Stephen. No, Stephen. Okay, Svetlana. Hi, sweetheart.
How are you?
Oh, you are looking so gorgeous these days. I see you on Instagram now. I finally joined Instagram. I guess a month ago or whenever it was, a couple months ago. And I was like, oh, look at those beautiful pictures. Your pictures are gorgeous. I mean, all the writing is good as well. And it hashtags beautiful, beautiful. But your pictures are like, wow, gorgeous. How may we help you?
Thank you. It seemed like a message for me. It seems I feel I'm stagnant. I don't have sense of direction in all areas of my life. So kind of guidance.
Sure. Well, you're stepping up. You're testing the waters and you're basically learning how to swim. So to compliment you, just in terms of the hierarchy or the motion on the path, instead you're no longer standing on the dock, you're in the water. And you're kind of doing the doggy paddle, which is good, because what you're doing is reframing your excellence. You're reframing your capacity, your capability. So what's going to be driving the ship is even further confidence, even further declaration of your spirit. And that's where you're still, but you're going to get there. You're still like a little gun shy in recognizing who you truly are. And when I just said recognizing, I had the bluest of the bluest of the bluest orbs. Just go choo, 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 choo. Recognizing who you truly are. So if you can remember that this is a self-serving universe, in other words, it's a little bit like Missy's message, like she's still not getting the memo of who she is, and she's playing at a lack, and that's hardly the case, but she's got to correct that vision of self. Now for you, you've already understood that on many respects, but you're still working out of like an old image of self, an old maybe like chest of fears. Now that is going to be exchanged, and what I'm seeing is like one of the tarot cards where, oh my gosh, that chest is filled to the brim with jewels and money and whatever it is. So things are, and this is what they want to assure you, at the end of the day, you do get there. Because, and they said that you need to know that so you can take a sigh of, like a breath, like a sigh of relief, like a sigh of, like, is this ever going to happen? Yes, 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 yes. So this has to do with really mastering that which you're teaching to others. And so to take in everything, here's your homework. Everything that you say to another, everything that you speak to another, everything that you know for another, everything that you write on Instagram, all that, take time with it and take it in as your own manna, as your own food. Because what you're doing is you're strengthening self. So it's, in other words, it's almost like we teach what we most need to learn. And you're teaching yourself how to align with your power. You're teaching yourself how to align with your truth. You're teaching yourself how to embody, quite frankly, your multidimensional vehicle. And that's what I feel. What's going to occur at some point, I don't know when, you're literally going to feel like this rush of energy, this rush of power, where I don't know what you do, my friend. I don't know if you channel. I don't know if you just suddenly take these like huge evolutionary steps where you're just in like this new platform, but you're literally going to feel it energetically. It's going to be something, I don't know how it happens, but you energetically are just going to feel it. It's almost like that old paradigm of, how do I want to say it? Sort of like that egoic personality stuff. It's going to be kind of like washed away with a tsunami. And in its place is going to be this like, it's still you, but like this older, wiser, stronger version of self. And that's what you're learning how to do. You're playing, the reason you're kind of lost a little bit is you're still playing, and I say this with so much love, trust me, but you're still playing it a little bit small, energetically speaking. So what you're really learning how to do is align with your power. You're learning how to align with your voice. You're learning how to align with your energy. Now there's going to be a bit of soul retrieval that's going to be occurring. When Carmen said, oh, I would like the newsletter, like, you know, to my own personal path. The same is going to be for you, where you're going to be, oh, I don't know what it is, but like exposed to places where it's going to trigger some past karma, some past situation. And it's happening on purpose so that you can gather yourself up. In other words, and you're going to succeed, may I add. You're going to be like, oh, wait a minute, that's where I left my confidence. Well, I'm going to take that back here if you don't mind very much. And it's like things that, you know, at first glance would feel, pay attention to this, because it's like things that at first glance are going to feel disempowering, where you're going to take second glance, you're going to align with spirit, you're like at first you may fear, you may cower, you may feel it in your solar plexus, you may feel sick, whatever. But in second glance, you're like, oh, wait a minute, I understand what this is, there's a higher way to play it. And then you're going to be like Kim, where it's like, okay, here I go. New attitude, new energy, new focal point. And so it's what you're doing, and I literally see you collecting like ingredients for a recipe. And like imagine like the best tasting chocolate chip cookies. It's like step by step, you're picking like the highest gourmet chocolate, you know, like the best flour. And systematically, you're almost like regenerating yourself. Like you look like a computer a little bit, where it's like, oh, I'm just, and I don't know, but it's like bringing in the strongest amplification, the strongest power. And you're gonna nail it. You're going to nail it. So, they're saying that it's like calm before the storm, in the sense that understand you don't know where you're going in all aspects of life, because all aspects of life really are one. It's all your energy. It's all your vibration. And you're learning how to, number one, claim your soul, claim your power. And honestly, I just see it systematically. I mean, it can be the little things. It could be in the parent pickup line. Like, it doesn't matter where it is. Just remember, all of life is serving you right now, big time. All of life is serving you to bring you back to your own alchemy, to your own focus, to your own purpose. And what you're doing is you're going to be moving up in power. And that's what you need. That's what you need. So again, you're doing well, because you're no longer on the dock. You're in there in the water. You're not even doggy paddling, like you're doing a few strokes, but you're really in the preliminary beginning steps of all this, because what's coming is like the amplification of power. Anything with like divine feminine stuff, you know, anything like empowering, you know, power to because there's no accident you're in a female incarnation right now as well. But so anything where you allow yourself to embody that power, anything with Mary Magdalene, would be purposeful as well in helping you to permit yourself. Remember, it's not going to come from without, it's coming from within, to permit yourself to own your strength, to own your glory, to own your purpose. There's a book called The Sophia Code. Sophia Code, if you haven't read it, it has activations of all the divine goddesses. You can get it on a Kindle or whatever. It's in paperback. Sophia Code. Get that, because if you haven't, because again, this is about you holding your power. And say your first name.
Svetlana.
Oh my gosh. So good. I keep hearing 5 to 7. So I'm going to guess 5 to 7 months. Let me get confirmation of that in a card. And you're really going to anchor this in and rock and roll here. They're saying 8 to 9 months if you choose to kind of dawdle your way through. 3 to 5 if you really step it up. Isn't it nice to know how powerful we are, that we're directing traffic? Solar plexus, yeah, power. Power. Let me pull another deck. It's going to be so good. I know. I mean, I'm walking it out just like you. We're just mirrors of each other. Turn that heart chakra to self. Have like so much love for self. So much love for self. They want me to tell you a story. Carmen asked for my newsletter. Yeah, heart chakra. I got this twice for you. But I really feel it's towards self, not others. Towards self. So here's part of my newsletter, Carmen. So it's just one of many, 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 many things. So I had a situation yesterday where I interacted with somebody I have known for a very long time. And so here's the deal. I had really seen myself in lack. I really did, to be honest, in terms of, you know, why wasn't I stronger? Why didn't I do it even better? Blah, blah, blah. And I kind of had, what would be the word? Kind of looked down on myself, or a lack of confidence regards to self and my ability. When I would think about a past situation. But yesterday, here's the correction. Yesterday, in the midst of the situation yet again. It dawned on me the strength I demonstrated in that very trying circumstance. So in other words, bottom line is what Spirit was directing to me is for me to recognize the correct course of action that I did take, the powerful stance that I did take, what I had accomplished. In other words, is the glass half full or half empty? And as I receive that correction, I'm literally seeing like this bath of water that like the water is emptying out of the bathtub because the healing in fact occurred. So like I brought that forth because I needed to see myself with correct vision, with correct glasses. I feel very, very strongly that you're about to go through the same exposure of love. In other words, to see yourself from like that Christ vantage point. So be open to that correction, be open to that healing. I feel very, very strongly that you're entitled to it at this time. And it's actually gonna be amplified. So just in case you miss the point of the lesson, like it'll come through. It'll be so crystal clear. They want me to share something else. So Carmen, also part of my newsletter. So something else happened where I actually took a big fall. And my first thought was, I'm okay. But my first thought was, why did that happen? And my second thought was, because I'm moving to a new level and I'm learning how to steady my stride, steady my steps, almost like a toddler learning how to walk. And they want me to tell you this, Svetlana. So as I had that thought, like that's the reason why, it's because I'm moving up to a new level. In the store, this person walks by with a t-shirt, and I guess it's like a gaming t-shirt or something, and on the back of their t-shirt, it literally said, next level. So it's like, you have amazing intuitive awarenesses. They're saying, pay attention, because you're in the process of crossing things off your checklist of things that you're learning to master. You're doing great. You're doing great. You have such backing by the universe. I can't even begin to tell you. Such backing. You're learning how to build up a little bit more confidence. So Sophia Code, Mary Magdalene, pay attention to signs and symbols because Spirit really is helping you not understand self, but come to terms with self. More appreciation, more love. And just use me as an example. Like, you've known me forever. I can't even tell you how much stronger I feel than the times when you used to come to my meetup group. It's like I'm a different person. No, it's amazing. It's amazing. I had something to share before. But I had something to share before because each step, every time we take a step, we help everybody else take those steps. So who you're reaching now is very, very significant because you mastered what they need to master. And say your first name one more time.
Svetlana.
This is about you convincing you of who you are. It's good. It's so good. I hope that helps.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much. Okay, I'm going to read the chat thing here. Oh, you need to skip me today. Okay, so we're back to, oh my God, I don't want to end. Hold on. I'm playing around with this. Not such a good thing. Otto, my friend. How can I help you?
Hi.
Hi, how can we help you?
Best and highest, I guess.
I want to say be in alignment with Spirit more, but when I tune into you, your mind says, but I am, but I am, but I am. So hold on, let me see how to bring that message forth. And say your name one more time.
Otto.
Always assume like there's good here and I'm gonna find it. Don't worry about that. Don't hope for that. Just know that. Know that as you align with that support, that you're walking it out with Spirit, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, that Spirit is teaching you, Spirit is guiding you, providing for you. Even when things like don't really go as expected, it's like, okay, you know, what's the next right thing? And to keep taking that like positive approach. Okay, hold on one second. But there's a little bit more than what I just said. That's what I'm trying to figure out. One moment, please. And say your name one more time.
Otto.
They're in the process of helping you correct or heal some of your beliefs. So be open for correction, because you're very, very powerful. And they're trying to, not trying, they're implementing like a new belief or a new structure or a new entitlement. So it's just like what I was saying to Svetlana about, oh my gosh, you know, I feel like I'm being tossed around in a sea on the one level. And on the other level, I probably have grown more in the past month and the past year. So it's about permitting the dance, but also realizing that there's like great support and great entitlement. And what I can tell you is, like, when I say that great support and great entitlement, I literally see this hand like coming down from heaven. I literally see this hand coming down from heaven and helping you. So it's sort of like we're not taken out of situations that we've called forth for whatever reason. It's part of our life script. So we're not taken out of them directly, but we are guided and supported lovingly through them. They're helping you heal some beliefs. Let me see if I can tell you what that's about. And say your name one more time.
Otto.
Gosh, this is, I almost feel like this is self-esteem day. Because when I tune into you, it's a little bit of the same thing in terms of how you view yourself. In terms of how you view yourself. And what comes to mind is exactly what I just shared with Svetlana about how I had viewed myself a certain way when it just didn't seem like things had gone well. When in fact, I had succeeded more spiritually than I had ever given myself credit for. And when I realized that, it turned the table. It changed how I view myself. And that's essential, because again, it's almost like Mitzi's message. This is all about our own frequency, our own understanding of self. And you are evolving. You are evolving. They're showing me like you going through turnstile. I don't know what you call that, but like in office buildings, to get inside, it goes round and round. And so at times you keep getting, you go round and round and round and get a little bit confused and tired. So they're saying in those times when it just feels like you're being tripped up and you're not sure, to take a moment's pause, to take a moment's pause and to realign with truth, to open up to truth. And as you do, you'll spend less time like spinning your wheels and you'll have more progress, more forward movement. Okay, so let me see if there's anything else I can help you with. And say your name one more time, please.
Otto.
To recognize how much you're loved. To recognize how much you're loved, how much you're supported, how much, like as you walk things out, how do I say this? How, I don't know. It's like support keeps coming or arriving, or, you know, it's sort of like, well, there's got to be something to this whole plan. There's got to be something to this whole purpose. Again, the more you can open up to your connection with Spirit, your connection to the support, seeing yourself from that.
How do I do that?
And say your name one more time.
Otto.
Know that you're not alone. You know how like if we are physically alone, it feels like you're alone. But if you remember that this is all a dream of consciousness, then you're surrounded. You're surrounded. So the more that you can feel that, I feel that through my whole body as I'm saying that to you. The more that you can feel that, the more that you realize it's like you and your spiritual team, excuse me, that are walking it out. And again, the more that you can appreciate what you have accomplished, it will help to open yourself up to that help. So again, it's sort of like when we feel defeated, when we feel bad, it's sort of like our frequency kind of closes off that support. But I will say this, they are helping you heal some, I keep going back to that belief that's going to open up doors for you. Otto, say your name one more time.
Otto.
All I know is they're helping you heal some beliefs. So just to be open to that healing. I wish I could get the details of it. I don't know why I don't, but I don't. But they're asking me to keep you in my prayers for a little bit. So I normally do that, but I'll do that a little bit more.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, so I do believe we are done. So let us close. Indeed, we surround each of you, Otto included, with our love, with our light. Until next time, remember, in each moment, you are being guided by your higher self. Dream big. Until next time, much love and understanding and peace. Namaste.